This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 398. IELTS idioms to deftly describe your dreams.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, learn four standout idioms with the word dream for the highest IELTS vocabulary scores. Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
Nothing much. It's kind of dreary today in Portland. We can't break through to spring. I want to stop wearing two sweatshirts all the time.
Oh no. I know what you mean. Well, I don't want to rub it in, but we had an amazing weather day yesterday. And I was dreaming about ice cream. I almost stopped for an ice cream. I went for a walk in the park, went to film some videos and then I said, oh, I should stop for an ice cream, but I didn't do it. I didn't want to wait in line. But I was dreaming about it. Dreaming about ice cream on a hot spring day.
I'm dreaming about wearing t-shirts. That would be a dream come true if I could just walk outside in a t-shirt, honestly. You know, it doesn't take a lot to make me happy. Just being able to wear a t-shirt.
that would just be living the dream, walking down the street in a t-shirt with a coffee in hand.
Right.
You know, and just doing what you want, living your life.
But unfortunately, that is just a pipe dream at this point. It is not going to happen. For a while, I feel like.
Not for a while.
So, we'll guys, maybe you have gathered that today we are talking about dream idioms. And if you want to get your dream score on IELTS, remember, you have to be able to use slang and idioms in speaking part one and part two. And by the way, if you are writing an informal letter for the general trading task one, you can also use these idioms.
Exactly. So these are going to come up all over the IELTS exam. I mean, some examples of some questions that I found on IELTS Buddy. Maybe I'll just throw them out there. Should I do that?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So, for example, do you dream much at night is something you might be asked in the speaking test. Do you often remember your dreams? Do you think we can learn anything from dreams? Mm-hmm. And do people in your country talk about their dreams? I love it because we're talking literally about dreams and also in a figurative sense, the dreams.
Yeah. So the literal dreams, guys, I think this would be challenging for a lot of students to talk about this in English because I doubt you guys really talk about your dreams in English. So start now. Use this episode to further your practice and really broaden the topics that you're practicing about. So Lindsay, do you want to do a couple sample answers for these? And then we'll get into the more metaphorical dream idioms.
Yeah, sure. We can do that. Let's do it.
All right. Ask me a question.
Okay. Okay, here we go. All right, so Jessica, do you often remember your dreams?
I wish I did. I wish I remembered my dreams. The only way I remember a dream is if I wake up in the middle of it. And that does happen to me quite often, actually. But I think the best sort of dream phase of my life, I went through this period of time for like a year where I always fall asleep reading. And so I would fall asleep reading and the story that I was reading would continue in a dream. And then sometimes I'd wake up and I'd start reading again. And I'd be like, that's not what happened. Because I thought my dream was the real story. I don't know. It was a cool thing. And I wish that would happen to me again.
That's great. I like how you gave a lot of detail there, a lot of enthusiasm. I mean, you just kept going deeper into kind of telling a little bit of a story there.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, guys, the more detail, the better, right? Lindsay, what was the last dream you had that you remember?
Well, I have a recurring dream that I always wake. It's actually more of a nightmare. I have a recurring nightmare that I'm choking on a piece of metal.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's horrendous.
I know. It's because I think it's because I did actually choke on. I actually swallowed a soda can tab when I was in college, a freshman in college.
And oh, God.
So these dreams keep coming back to me kind of like in cycles. Every like few months, I'll get a series of dreams like this. Nightmares where I think I'm choking on metal. It is the most bizarre thing.
That is so scary. Is it like terrifying in the dream? Like you feel like it's a nightmare in the dream? Oh,
it's very
that's so
scary.
Yes. Okay. So guys, that is your practice activity for homework. You can come back to the blog. This is episode 398, and I will type these practice questions in there so you guys can continue your preparation. Okay.
Exactly.
Also in the blog article, I will put these idioms. The first one is pipe dream. I love this. So a pipe dream is like a situation that will never happen, right? Like something you wish would happen, but will not come true.
Yeah, I like this. I think this sounds kind of cool when you use it because it's not, it's going to be different. It's going to be interesting. I mean, not every ESL student and not every native speaker uses it, but it certainly is a native phrase to use. So it's kind of cool. It's kind of different.
Definitely. This is an 8+ idiom. It's not just 7 and higher. This is an 8 and higher idiom. So the example I gave earlier about weather, right? Like walking outside in shorts and a t-shirt is a pipe dream at this point for me. So any situation that is not going to happen, right?
Yeah. Unfeasible. Yeah, completely. Got it. Got it. I like that. And so, and our second one would be the American dream. Big one.
This is
big concept.
Yeah. This is huge. This is fascinating. So the American dream, if you guys were able to talk about this in speaking part two, speaking part three, writing task two, I think this would be a really interesting perspective that other students will definitely not bring. And this has to do with a variety of topics, right? Like materialism, family size, society,
education,
status, education. Yeah. So, and this idea has evolved over time. So I think the American dream of my parents' generation was to have, you know, like live in a big house with 2.5 kids and a white picket fence. And like maybe the mom stays at home and the dad works. And that was sort of like the American dream at that point. But that is definitely not, for a lot of people, the American dream today. Hello, wonderful IELTS candidates. If you would like to learn exactly what the examiner needs to hear in speaking part one, part two, and part three, get into the course, Three Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, our dreams are shifting. I think it's in some ways it may still have the same basic notion of just being able to maybe do better than your parents' generation did
or
have choices, have freedom, but we're defining freedom in a different way.
Yeah. So of course, freedom is this essential American value, slash priority, right? And individuality is also, a huge part of being from our country. So I think today those two things are a bigger part of the American dream than they were in the past. So today, definitely, like as far as living on the coasts go, so where Lindsay is and where I am, the American dream consists of having control over your own destiny, right? Having the freedom to make the choice to be happy that may not be a traditional choice.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Living the lifestyle that we want, even if it's not necessarily in the norm or in the mainstream. That's a big part of some people's American dream.
Yeah, totally. So I think it depends on who you ask what their definition is of the American dream, but that also that just proves the point that we like to be individuals.
Oh, that actually would have been a cool question over the summer,
right?
For when we were creating this video course that we're making for our other, the listening course, guys, that you are going to be able to get into once you get through your IELTS exam. It's going to be fantastic for you guys to get ready to go to your target country. But that would have been a great question to ask everyone along with what is your, I can't remember what I asked. What did I actually ask?
What
I can't
is your remember. Philosophy on life?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. If I had asked something like, oh, what is the American dream to you? That would have been interesting.
That would have been interesting. Been cool. Maybe that'll be a bonus in the future.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So this next idiom, it's kind of similar, but it's way more like widely applicable. To be living the dream. So like if somebody just has what you think is the perfect life, right? Could be like family, relationships, work, whatever. If you think it's the perfect life, you can say that person is living the dream. So this is really useful on speaking, guys. Speaking part two, you often have to describe a person. So yeah, I think this idiom you should definitely put in your vocab notebooks.
Yeah, exactly. And this is how the way that society is breaking down so much based on niche interests, different meetup groups are meeting, and we all kind of are defining what the dream is, as we said before.
Totally.
So it's such a specific term, but I also like how you might hear Americans say, live in the dream, right? Living, instead of living.
Exactly. Yeah. Pay attention to how we pronounce all of these idioms, guys, because you should listen carefully and copy what we're saying. So you can make sure to not only increase your vocab score, but also your pronunciation scores.
Absolutely. And we've got one more. What is it, Jessica? What's our last phrase for today?
I love this one. In one's wildest dreams. So this is like whatever crazy huge goal you have, right? These are your wildest dreams. So it could be attainable or completely not attainable. I would use it for both, actually. So I'd be like, I guess I would often use that in like a negative way.
Negative. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
example, if someone was like, what if you got offered a job in Boise, Idaho? And I'd be like, I would not take that in my wildest dreams.
Exactly. Or what if I won the lottery? Oh, I can't imagine it. Not in my wildest dreams, right?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I guess we do usually use it in the negative, not in my wildest dreams. So guys, this is another one that other students will definitely not be using on the exam. So again, put this stuff in your vocab notebooks, write down your own example sentences. And then practice using them.
Yeah. And I think that actually is, I think I'm hearing a song in my head when I say that phrase. I think there was a famous song. Looks like it's Belinda Carlisle that sang this song, or maybe Kenny Chesney.
What?
I'm not sure, but you guys can do a little research. Yeah. There's a song, something like Wildest Dreams. It's a good one.
I have no idea. I'm going to have to do some Googling.
Exactly. It's all part of our education into the culture. I love it.
There you go.
Okay, guys, this is great. So this is part of pushing up that score, the speaking and the writing score, guys. I mean, using new vocabulary. Love it. Awesome. And in our course, guys, we do offer you bonus lists of, casual vocabulary that'll push your speaking score higher. So if you want to just take our list and insert those into your speaking test, that's a good idea too. So how can listeners get into the course, Jessica?
So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/ Keys, that's K-E-Y-S, and you could get the basic version, which has all this vocab we're talking about, the natural and the academic. But we're also offering a personal coach package where you get to meet with me and do mock speaking and have another lesson, which you get personalized writing feedback on task one and task two. So lots of options. Go check them out. Check out all the amazing scores that we've been getting lately. Incredible. There's lots of nines, lots of nines in there.
Yeah, I think we've got a bunch of brand new testimonials and score examples of people who actually did achieve their dream about getting this IELTS score, and those will be published very soon. But you should check it out, guys. Go over to that page and just check out how many people have taken a chance on the course and they did not regret it, okay? Went ahead and they got the target score they needed. And I like that a lot of people are choosing to get into personal coach now, because that is the smartest option, guys. You get support from Jessica and we'll lead you to your target score. Love
yeah,
it.
A lot. And I love teaching students. I love that That's this awesome. Is an option now. It's so fun.
Yes. So cool. So good. So good. All right. Very cool. Jessica, have a good weekend and get Thank some rest. You. And we'll see you back on the show next week.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.